stood shaking hands and singing a song.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
And that was tonight's musical tribute to the late Hazel Dickens. And we started off, as I mentioned, with a tune that she recorded with the Johnson Mountain Boys. And then the next two after that were both tunes recorded with her longtime musical partner, Alice Gerard. Tiny Broken Heart, and then, where is it? Won't You Come and Sing for Me, which is also the title of one of their albums together. So, without further ado, why don't I turn on a microphone here? This is always nice to have someone in the studio with me, and in particular, Mr. Gack. Do you prefer Gack or Gary? What is your
usually on air, I just go with Gack.
Go with Gack?
Yeah, just because it's easier. It doesn't rhyme with anything else. Pardon me. I'm trying where headphones are broken. It felt like the left side was just dangling limply.
Hey, well, by the way, I should have to call. I have to thank you. I get a chance to thank you personally for those nice station IDs that you made up for me. I have been using them every once in a while, and I'll have to find it. You have such a great radio voice.
I have such a great radio face as well, too.
No!
I was downplaying that.
No. So, yes. So Gack, you do host a show, which we just actually played a promo for.
Did you?
A couple of minutes ago.
That punchy little number.
Exploding Heads movie. So tell us a little bit about this show and what you have planned for next week, which is why you're here. You're pre-taping in another studio.
Parts of the reason I am here is the fact that, yes, I'm pre-recording since I will be on the road coming Monday.
We will. We'll definitely talk about that in a second.
Yes,
but first, just quickly
right
run
now,
through. What is your show, in case some of our listeners may not have checked out your podcast or show yet?
So this is a cinematically inspired program. Primarily, we're aiming for soundtracks, scores, things from movies, television, or video games. Otherwise, things that provide a little bit of a background, not quite a wallpaper, but at the very least, something that just sort of acts as an accompaniment to a visual of some sort. Otherwise, I sort of indicate that usually there's a little bit of atmospherics involved, an eclectic mix. Honestly, any given week, you're not really going to be sure what you're going to get into.
Hey, sounds like my show. Well, they never know what you're going to get into.
Well, I'm sort of genre-free. Honestly, the nice thing about being soundtracks is you can sort of target whatever, what you can.
That's true. Have you got something sort of picked out?
So we're actually going to go to 1977. We're going to go with an Italian, not quite a giallo film, but definitely has that sort of polizze with the police drama thing.
Right.
The English name is called The Psychic, but in Italian it is called Sette Note in Nero, Seven Notes in Black.
Ooh.
So it features a whole bunch of, it features three guys. It's Bixio, or Biscio, it has an X in there, I forget how it's pronounced in Italian. Then there's Tempera, and a third guy. I wish I could be more specific right now at this point. A lot of times I sort of listen, then figure out the story afterwards, because I sort of pursue a little bit of the how it sounds, and then I figure out how everything fits in together.
Oh, very interesting. Yes. It sounds lovely. And so, if I may be so bold as to ask where your travels are taking you this time?
Well, I've been commissioned, I've been requested to make my presence down into the Lone Star State. So
nice.
I'll be going to Houston on Sunday, spending 5 days there in that Everyone keeps sort of downplaying what to expect there. All I've been heard, it's like traffic and oil and everything's just way flung out from each other.
But and no zoning laws. Like, literally no zoning laws. You'll get like a...
It well, sort of fits in for what I've seen so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, yeah.
But good news is that I'm about near the place I want to go check out. So I'm going to be by the old Hobby Airport. So that means I'm going to be near the Johnson Space Center. So
right,
NASA Mission Control should be close by. The only issue is, you know, if I'm there for work,
yeah,
they're only open during certain hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll be able to sneak away.
Well, you know, I'll take this opportunity. I know that I have some a few listeners down in, because you'll be spending a few days in Austin, no doubt.
That is the plan afterwards. So once all the work is done in Houston, then I'll be going along Interstate 70 and then Highway 71 up to the 512 there, the wonderful city, the freaky weird town of Austin.
All right. So if any of my Texas pals are listening, or even folks that just recently moved from Austin, I'm thinking of one in particular. He knows who he is. Shoot me an email, folkoasis@gmail.com. Honestly, anyone down who's been there recently or is about to go or lives there. Gary, always keen to check out the local scene.
Definitely.
Correct. Yeah, correct, Amundo? The more ideas,
indeed,
the better. I've already told you about chicken shit bingo.
That's right.
That's almost nine. I can see that.
You should hear what happens on my show sometimes. Yeah, that's right. That's in like on 45th and Burnett, I believe. So yeah, the idea is in Sunday afternoons.
That is
all the chickens are put into a place.
Yep.
The place where they stand is divvied up into tiles, and then wherever the chicken decides to go, that's a marker if there was one.
And then you get one of the best honky-tonk players in Texas, Dale Watson, singing along. And he even has a little theme song, as you will learn if you do go. Ooh. The best dogs in the land. That's kind of a spoiler alert there. Oh. But because they sell hot dogs. They sell chili dogs.
Hot dogs.
Actually, they don't sell them. They give them away.
They just give away hot dogs.
They give away hot dogs, and they have really good, cheap, cold beer. And it's a family-oriented event, so lots of families hang out, watch the chickens, hang out in the back parking lot and drink. It's very...
Is that what the chickens do?
The chickens go out in the back and drink.
They just sit down on the porch.
I think I'll put on some Dale Watson a little later, just for a little taste of what Dale sounds like. But anyway, I think that's a classic Austin experience that you or really anyone, if you get a chance and you happen to find yourself in Austin on a Sunday afternoon with nothing to do, head over to Ginny's Longhorn Saloon.
That's looking forward to that. I'm not sure how much time I have on a Sunday.
Exactly.
But I'm definitely thinking like South Congress, all those wonderful places there.
Yeah.
Continental.
Nice. Good time of year to go. Won't be deep summer.
No, definitely it's going to be on the warm side of things. I mean, I know.
Because you went to South by Southwest last year, Nespa.
I did, and that was a roller coaster ride of weather there. To the point, on the last day, I had to wear all the clothes I brought, because it went down about 33 Fahrenheit.
Oh.
High winds.
Wow.
Rocky Erickson was sort of sitting outside on a stage, and he basically, his eyes were bugged out from the cold. He's like, what did I get into? All the bands from Montreal are like, this is what March is like for us. Everyone's like,
exactly.
Where's the heat? Please.
Yes, well, you won't be getting any 33-degree weather, I highly doubt. Hopefully no tornadoes or anything either.
I know, actually, the main problem in Texas right now is it's tinder dry. It is bone dry right now. There's been some fires, I know, northwest of Austin as well. Some of the forest land's been taken out.
Ooh.
And I heard the governor right now is, instead of dealing with the scientific approaches right now, he's indicated that there should be a prayer for Texas. As opposed to federal funding, which could provide water and firefighters and stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds like a classic Texas solution, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Mm-hmm.
At least a government response. I'm sure some people at the, you know, the firefighters, the people that are protecting their properties have their own sort of solutions at hand.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. Well, that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, since I always like to sort of bounce these things off folks that are sort of have not been steeped in the whole Vancouver Folk Music Festival thing over the years. The Folk Fest lineup has been leaked onto the Georgia Strait website.
Leaked?
It's leaked. Officially, it's not much of a leak, you know, I don't think.
What, you're saying it's an open secret?
Something like that. It's like they published it online a day ahead of time. So big deal.
That's all right. They have to make a poster from something anyways.
I know. They probably had to have the press release to get it into print, of course, for tomorrow. But they decided to share it online as well.
That's very sweet.
Which is nice. So now, were there any that sort of jumped out at you? And then I can read a few more for our listeners.
The big one that sort of jumped out there, which I've been looking forward to, and we actually spoke off air, was the Jayhawks.
Yeah.
The reunion that way. Although it's
going to play some
Jayhawks. Most of the Jayhawks are back, because if I remember properly, one of them had that brain cancer or aneurysm or something like that. Sad, but I mean, it's great to have that No Depression type sound come back, especially because at the time when they were big, I didn't really fully understand who they were at the time, but retroactively.
So do you think that the band like the Jayhawks, and you would fair to say, would be a draw to young, hip, indie, rock-loving folks such as yourself?
Maybe. I don't
know. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm not asking you to speak for all.
As a representative of my generation, I say, maybe. And everyone's like, the Jay-who? The Who-Hawks?
Exactly.
Otherwise, there's some great names I did see.
There's some. You know Jim Bryson and the Weaker Dads,
that's
of course.
Right. Of course, Winnipeg.
Buck 65.
From
always
Halifax.
A good time. Catherine Calder.
From the Immaculate Machine.
And the New Pornographers.
Of course.
The New Pornographers.
She reunited with AC New. Has she discovered that basically she was related to one of them?
That's
long
right.
Lost niece or cousin or.
I think AC Newman's niece.
Yes.
Isn't that how it works? Yeah. So she's actually, I guess, sharing vocal duties with Nico.
That's right.
I don't see Nico on this lineup, but we do have, some very interesting ones that sort of jump out on first read.
For me, I see Justin Townes Earl.
Justin Townes Earl for sure.
Yeah.
Roseanne Cash, another one, Gillian Welch. They got Gillian Welch. I've been waiting to see her for years and years. Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, for all you old timers out there. He's still around. He's amazing. And here's a very interesting one, though. Where is it hiding? Tim Robbins, there it is, Tim Robbins and the Rogues Gallery Band. And yes, folks, that's the actor Tim Robbins.
From the Hudsucker Proxy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
You know, for kids.
They're a good one. I like Bob Roberts.
I think it definitely sort of highlights, because he did play guitar in that film.
And all those ladies, Bo Durham.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nuclear.
Mm-hmm. Tim Robbins.
I have to breathe through my eyelids.
So you can go online as of tomorrow and see the full lineup with links and all that stuff at thefestival.bc.ca.
And what are the dates of that folk festival?
Oh,
again?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. July 15th through 17th, and early bird tickets will be on sale from now until June 11th. So take a look at their website. If you're listening to this live, you really want to see the lineup, it is at straight.com, kind of drilled down into the music listings, and you'll see it. But pretty exciting. Oh, Josh, I think a lot of you kids out there, Josh Ritter, that's pretty exciting because he was at the Commodore not too long ago. I really enjoyed that show. Joel Plaskett.
Danny Michelle, great guy.
Danny Michelle, yeah. yes. Wendy McNeil, trying to find some. Oh, there's just a lot. So over the next few months, of course, I'll be drilling down into this list for my playlist.
You're going to be hearing lots of them.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Whole lot of music.
Good stuff. Well, Gary, I'll let you get back to your little production studio.
My little
fun,
lost world.
Your little lost world there. Maybe we'll have to share a beverage or something after I get off the air.
That would be wise. I'll see how much I can get done in an hour or so. If not, we might throw you on that pre-taping as well. And you're like, who knows what will happen.
Just kill a little time. Well, it's been very nice chatting with you. And it's kind of I think I should do this more often, sort of meet your fellow CITR programmers.
I think it's always worth like an interview profile type thing, or at least just throw them on air and see what they can come up with.
Yeah. Unscripted. That's right. We're unscripted. We're live.
At least we pretend we're unscripted. We've been practicing for a while now.
Hey, and you know, I used to do this with Hans von Kloss all the time when I preceded his show. I'd do it like the fashion watch. What can you tell us about what you're wearing? Because this is awesome.
This is a mishmash of fonts and things like that. I think it's actually taken from like some sort of Southwestern menu or something like that. Because there's something about poison toads and curry spicy rice. And
this is the jacket.
This is yeah,
got
this
a
is
nice little jacket
thing. And then in the background, the T-shirt I'm sporting right now is a bit for the typographical geeks in that the name is a Japanese font.
Oh.
Written in the Japanese font.
Oh, I see.
So it's almost like wearing a Times New Roman shirt in Times New Roman or Palantino, Verdana, Gilson, something like that.
Very, what do they call that? Don't they say meta, beta, something?
Well, the character set here is a mixture of hirakana and katakana.
Very nice. Have you, you've been to Japan? Did you
I lived in Japan
you
for 6 months in 2007.
International Man of Mystery, GAK.
Emphasis on mystery.
Nothing wrong with a little mystery.
No, not at all.
Well, thanks so much, Gary. And since we were talking about the Jayhawks, that's what we're going to listen to right now from Tomorrow the Green Grass. Here is, make sure I get the right track, Two Hearts.
Two hearts. Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Percussion Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Country My Ass by Dale Watson, one of the finest honky-tonkers out of the Lone Star State, although I don't believe that's where he's originally from. For some reason, I'm thinking he's from one of the northern border states. But In any case, we'll send that one out to GAC, and it's so lovely to have a nice little chat with Gary. So one of these days, perhaps, we'll have him in to co-host a show, find us a theme, and just run with it. Speaking of themes, actually, that didn't sound too healthy. Speaking of themes, we do have a themed show coming up in the near future, and I'm looking for your listener input and suggestions, requests, etc. Mr. Bob Dylan turns 70 later. I was going to say later this month. We're not quite into May yet. We're getting close. But yes, big birthday for him. So on the, I believe it's the, I don't have a calendar here, but the last Wednesday of the month, which is going to actually end up being, I think, a day or two after his birthday, but no matter. My friend Karen Pegan is going to come in and co-host the show, and she has promised that she's going to dig up all sorts of lovely Bob Dylan rarities and covers meaning other